Who is the assembly of the firstborn in Hebrews 12:23? What is the significance of firstborn?
Okay. The firstborn is, the significance of it is that we are called the church of the firstborn. Christ is the firstborn, but then we are also called the firstborn because when God begins a new work of recreation in us by the Holy Spirit, that is pointing to the day when there will be a total recreation of all of heaven and earth. And so we are the firstborn. In other words, God's already been doing a new work with us. Ultimately, it's going to affect all of creation itself.
What can I do? Sorry, this is. What can I do practically to escape from an attitude of boredom in worship? Go to the Christian Revival Crusade in South Australia.
Yeah. Involve yourself. In other words, I think, again, worship takes work. And the work is, okay, I come here. Maybe it looks the same. I think the challenge is for us never to just get in a pattern where we're just doing the same things over. We need to have a freshness about how we do it. But you as a person must also come with a sense of, yes, I want to give God my best. I want to give my best attention. I want to sing to the best of my ability because I'm doing it to God, not to the people around me. And so it's so much of it has to do with an attitude more than anything else from both of the, those that are doing worship as well as those that are out there week after week. And if you've got creative ideas, pass them on.
Okay, in the Old Testament times, the physical presence of God in the Shekinah glory, Shekinah, was real and tangible. In what tangible and real ways can we experience God in our worship services, tangible and real ways? What should I, and that was it, didn't quite get the rest of it.
That's a good question. Sometimes we forget this, but the Lord's Supper and baptism are tangible ways of God declaring His Word. Sometimes we forget that. That's why it's called a sign and seal of the covenant. A sign is something you see. A seal is something that has tangibility to it. And so, again, historically, the church has always seen the Lord's Supper and baptism as those tangibles, so to speak. The rest of the tangible comes out again in our lives responding in obedience to God and in service to others. In Hebrews 13, it ends the chapter, and it says, here's how we are to bring to God the sacrifices today. And it says doing good to others and helping and things like that. So those are the tangible things that show that worship has really happened within.
How do we become more satisfied in Christ? How do we go hard for God in our joy in Him? How do we go hard for God in our joy in Him? Seems so fleeting a lot of the time.
Again, it's spiritual disciplines of the Christian life. And in other words, we've got to delight in the Lord. We've got to set aside those times. And I think you need to find ways in which when you read your Bible, you really believe God's speaking to you. I think you need times of praising God on your own. If you have Christian music, put it on, sing, sing to the top of your voice, especially if you're in the car by yourself or whatever. Show your emotions to God. I mean, there's nothing wrong. God made us with emotions. And so don't be afraid just to, shout to the Lord, sing to the Lord. If you're by yourself, like I said, often just sing to the Lord in the car or wherever in your own house. There's just tangible ways of doing that and delighting in the Lord. I think, again, spending time in the Word is so important because you really sometimes feel like, yeah, this is exactly what I need to hear. And you sense that God has spoken to you. Again, as, we're dealing with faith. We're dealing with intangibles. And yet there is tangibility by faith. It is real. This is not just ink on the page, but that's God's Word. But it has to become real to me. And that takes effort again. That takes the meditation, that asking the question. In our home group, we're talking about what are the kind of questions asked when you read the Bible to get a sense of that. Yeah, God has something for me to say. And worshiping, that's why Sunday worship is really not enough for the Christian. We've got to be worshiping God on a day-to-day basis, and that's why we need to have time set apart for Him. And the longer you're in the Lord, I think the longer you're serious about it, the more you just find that becomes a part of your life, so that you're thinking about the Lord, you know, more than just Sunday morning church.